The Crash Course Podcast is brought to you in part by DerbyParts.com
and GH Graphics and their Junket Apparel line.
And Derby Inc. Magazine. Live it, breathe it, be it, Derby Inc. This is the Crash Course Demolition Derby Podcast, recorded live at the FingerLakes1.com studios in downtown Seneca Falls, New York. And now your host, Chris Marquardt.
Here we are, episode number 63 of the Crash Course Podcast. Big show on deck tonight. We've got Brian Tompkins, of course, joining us here in studio. Good to see him. And then we've also got joining us in studio, the one and only Josh Decker. And
oh,
that's not good.
Apparently he was worried. So why is this so echoey? This sounds weird.
Man, look
at this.
Look at Mark. Got his Sunday clothes on and everything.
Mark Benjamin here, also with Kings of Old School. Brett Relier also going to be here in a second, as soon as I figure out which cut to there you are. So we've got everybody here. We've got Bo Lockwood and Mark Elliott going to be joining us here on the hotline here in just a few minutes. We've got to get that short up. But we're going to have a lot of stock conversations tonight, talking about the Kings of Old School program, and also going to be talking a little bit about that stock show that they've got scheduled for May 9th down there at the Brookville Fairgrounds in Jefferson County in Pennsylvania. So, guys, welcome to the show. Glad everybody could make it. Full house tonight.
It's awesome.
I think this may be the most feature wins we've ever had.
Shot out of a cannon.
I mean, we have, you know, Mark Benjamin, who's won, I couldn't tell you how many features. We got Brett Relier, who's won a ton. And, of course, Josh Decker was nice enough to drive them up here. So, you know, I mean.
Yeah, I got 7 wins.
Brett, didn't you have more than that last July?
I got more than 7 wins. Shut up, Brian.
Is that what you, don't you take some of your old trophies over to Josh's and put them in his shop because he feels bad?
Josh said if I was good to him tonight, he would buy me a drink. So we're not saying anything along them lines.
Oh, Josh, I've missed you, man. I haven't seen you in a while. How you been, buddy?
I know. I've been stressed. No, I've been good.
What are you stressed about?
Yeah, life.
You're the most famous person in Demolition Derby.
Yeah, I don't know about that, first of all. And second, I don't like it. It's stressful. It's very stressful.
You told me your Christmas shopping is done. I mean, everything's going good for you,
yeah,
buddy.
Yeah, man.
He works 2 hours a day and works on Derby cars
all
night.
That's the thing with Josh is everything's coming up roses.
2 hours a day? Who are you to talk?
I know today he delivered donuts. I did hear that.
I did deliver donuts. And I got an $8,000 order. Bam, done for the day.
You are the man.
It was 9 o'clock. I was done.
Yeah. 2 hours.
And then when he swung up on the hill, what was Brett doing?
Exactly. Then I went to Brett's. He wasn't doing anything.
I was working.
You were at breakfast.
I was working. You were at a client.
You lived the life.
Oh, of course, Mark Benjamin's been off for hunting season. He probably doesn't go back to work till like June now.
No, I started this week.
So. Oh, that hurts.
So I work today and tomorrow, and then I'm off for another 10 days.
Lives the life.
Well.
All right. So now we got everybody. We got Mark Elliott joining us on the line along with Bo Lockwood from that show. Bo was in the car. He's in transit down. He's headed down south, so hopefully we don't lose him through the course of the night. He's got everybody lined up on his side. Thanks a lot for joining us, all the viewers at home. We got about 20 people watching according to the computer, which means that number is probably about triple that. Because those numbers are never accurate when we get done with the – they're always 3 times as high. Bo, man, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having us, guys.
We're looking forward to it. Some interesting conversations tonight, getting into that stock vein a little bit tonight. I mean, I guess let's open up with yours. I mean, your show's going to come up first, and a couple of guys in the room are already entered to come down and run your show in Brookville. How have things been looking for yours? How's the reception been for the stock show, and what are you looking at for entries?
Well, to be honest with you, I don't want to say I was surprised, but it really blew up fast as soon as the entries opened up. Within 2 weeks, I was kind of blown away with the area of our entries. I mean, we've had 9 different states entered now, and that's not including the Canada entries we have as well.
That's awesome.
And yeah. this, uh, now I'm you know, with the Keystone Nationals, we always pre-entered cars, but it just, it never filled as fast as this did. I shouldn't say filled. We're not completely full yet. We still have a few entries. Right now we are, I'm not going to give exact numbers, but we're almost identical to the numbers we had for the Keystone Nationals last year.
Very cool.
So it's growing. We got a few more spots to go to fill, but it's going to be a good one, that's for sure. And names from all over the place. It's from like South Carolina the whole way up into Canada. It's really unbelievable.
That's awesome.
What do you think it is, boy? I got to talk to him when we got ready to head up here today, Chris, and it was a pleasure to talk to him. What do you think's causing it, Bo? I mean, you're six months early, and you got X amount of cars, which sounds tremendous. Do you think it's the build? Do you think it's the time of year? What do you think's causing? I mean, obviously, you as a promoter, everybody has the utmost respect for you because you're stand up. What do you think has got the interest, Bo?
Well, thanks for the good words. I appreciate it. To be honest with you, I think it's a combination of things. The biggest thing I've heard from, now with this stock build, this has attracted a lot of new drivers. The biggest thing I've heard was the drivers, their interest in knowing that it's nice to show up to a show that is inspected like to the T, and the guys are just happy to have somewhere to go that they know what they see is what they get, and there's no surprises when they show up.
But that's something that's been a work in progress that you've been setting the stage for that now for a couple of years with what you've done with the Keystone Nationals.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing is these guys, and you guys do as well, spend a ton of time building these cars, thinking about the cars, you know, and a lot of money on these cars. You don't want to go to a derby and you don't want to be surprised that you're overbuilt.
Yes.
You know, and I think that alone is the biggest standout thing that I have heard, you know. And a lot of guys that don't know who we are have asked, you know, hey, we've been running our local county fairs and, you know, we're getting killed because we built to the rules and, you know, if you select other guys don't, and we just want somewhere legit to run, and they ask us, you know, is this legit? Is this what we're looking for? And usually when I turn my officials loose on them, they come out on the other end pretty happy.
I'll tell you, I've talked to Chris a little bit, Firster, and he seems to be a jam-up guy. I mean, he seems to be 100%. It's a pleasure to talk to him. Actually, you know, I'll get talking to him, and I'll intend on talking for 5 minutes, and next thing you know, time flies by. But having your inspectors that are easy to deal with and straightforward has to play a big part in it.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Can I talk about Chris?
Sure.
Only if it's good. Chris Firster.
he mentioned Chris, and I just wanted to point out that I never met somebody that cared more about expanding derbies in the East than Bo until I met Chris. And right now, I guarantee you right now, Chris Firster is staring at his phone, and whether his kids are begging for supper or he's at supper with his wife, he's locked in. And he cares so much about the integrity of the derbies that Bo's trying to put on that he literally loses sleep. I mean it.
Yeah, he's definitely taken the head official role and ran with it, that's for sure. That goes with all my officials, you know, Mark, Toby, everyone, you know. These guys, you know, they go into the inspection line and they're treated like the superstars that they really are, you know, the drivers. They're well taken care of, and I think that's one reason of many reasons that, you know, this stuff is paying off. But the other question was, you know, what else has shown these entries? I really think this country is on the whole stock craze now. It seems, you know, you got Tory with Metal Mayhem with on that big stock derby, and a few other ones are popping up, and including you guys is up there in New York. And it's, in a way, a little bit of a stress reliever for these drivers that have been building these limited wells and pro class cars. They're kind of excited to get this spring started by just being able to throw a car together, putting the right things into it, and off they go.
I want to touch on what Bo was saying about his inspectors. First off, you have a great group of inspectors. I've actually been through your inspection line. It was very good. Well, I wanted to say Bo's done such a great job that when Brett and I have been going other places, Bo kind of started what Brett and I are doing, because when I went to watch Bo's show and I walked around the pits, I was so amazed to hear how great drivers talked about Bo as a promoter. And right now, I'll speak for myself. I think in our area, there ain't a lot of guys talking that way about promoters in our area right now, and it's a downer thing, but it was weird to go down there all of a sudden and then hear guys saying, like, yeah, one time I fought with him, or one time I was mad at him, but he's a great guy, he did this, he did that. The way his guys feel about him...
Ben Haas had a story like that.
Yeah, well, his was different. His was a little different. Just the way people think about Bo, it's like, man, we really want that in our area. We wish in our area there was a promoter that people said, like, man, they're really good guys. They're doing it for the sport. They're pro driver. And, like, when you go down to Bo's show, I mean,
that's why
I loved your show. I was impressed.
That's why he's filling it up so quick.
No doubt. There's no doubt about it. There's no doubt about it. If you want to go somewhere, it's Bo's show.
I appreciate that. But, you know, you guys are taking the right steps. You guys are doing the same thing up in your area. You know, that when you get drivers and builders that know what they're doing, but the biggest thing is they actually care to see the sport grow.
Yeah.
You know, I make sure I remind everybody that, you know, when they tell a promoter or when they try to take over a derby, my biggest mistake when I first started was I did everything how I wanted to do it, or how I liked derbying, or how I, you know, what class of rules I liked myself.
Yep.
And I didn't listen to the drivers, and that was my biggest mistake. And even as a, you know, as an inspector early on, it was either my way or the highway, and that's really not the way it needs to be, you know. And but because I was such in, you know, just a sheltered area where, you know, we built some of the nastiest heated up cars I've ever seen in my life. You know, and that's just not the way it works. And you guys are doing the same thing up there. You're just, you know, you're trying to bring out the professional side of every driver that you can, and it only means good things.
And I think you got to play to the strengths of your area. You know, like for us, we got to kind of progress into the newer style builds and that stuff. And you guys are a couple years ahead of us, but I see how you guys did it. You guys slowly progress, and it took you a bunch of years, but man, I mean, your shows are just so great right now, and that's really the goal of our area. Is like, man, if we could get our area to grow like your area. I mean, guys love going to your shows. Your shows are great.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, a few years ago, we were in the same position. You know, you looked further west in the country, and Ohio was just killing everybody.
Yeah.
no matter where you went, it was Ohio. Ohio was going to win everything. And as our shows started to progress, you know, guys really, they took to it.
Chris. Bo was telling me, him and, I don't know if Mark or Chris, but they're going to try to make it up to the Derby party this year. I was pretty excited over that.
Definitely should come. Yeah. That'd be good. Definitely good.
We're coming for sure.
Nice.
Derby party's going to be
cool. I missed that Derby party way too many years now. Lori and I are coming. That's a guarantee.
Nice.
So, I mean, you need to pay for me and Toby to come up there.
All right, done. I got it. Done. If I pay for it, you guys got
to
come. Done.
I think he was talking to Bo.
Oh. I'll pay for it.
Mister.
Yeah. Yeah. We might have to put that in the expense account for this year.
So I want to get into it. We've got a lot of people that are asking questions about, you know, the tech process and why we've seen this trend go from we were on this course where everything's getting heavy, and now this stock set of rules has taken off. And we got to get into some of the conversation about Kings of Old School, and we're going to kind of jump into that. But first, I want to put this question to Bo. The diversity of drivers that you've seen at this point, it doesn't necessarily have does it have the same in terms of who's it registered now? Does it have the same name draw as what you're accustomed to at the Keystone Nationals, or are these guys that are sort of not to demean them, but they're not necessarily on that national radar?
You know, my as of right now, the list has been really, it's really vast. I mean, there's a lot of guys I've never even, I've never had the pleasure to show them what we're all about. You know, there's a lot of new drivers, and right now I want to say 90% of the list that I have are guys that have never ran for us.
That's awesome.
That's cool.
That is very awesome.
Yeah, you know I'm really excited about that. And I think it's just, it's drivers that are looking for a venue that's different.
Exactly.
You know, something
ball.
To get out of their county fair.
Exactly.
And with ball. The stock built, they're really, other than the car, they're really not out a whole lot.
You know what else so, excites me a little bit, Ball, not to interrupt you, but they're when you get the word out that you don't have one certain group of guys that's going to be there, okay, let's just say you got 8 locals, but then you have 5 guys from Carolina or 5 guys from New York or 5 guys from Ohio, it makes it, as a driver or even a promoter, because who wants to travel? I mean, you've come up to Cuba. There's been derbies all over. We've went to Ohio. When you're totally outnumbered, it really takes the wind out of your sails.
Yes.
And that's what I'm excited about our show, is there is not one certain group of numbers, and I think it's got to be pretty much the same way with yours. I mean, there might be a lot of PA guys, but Western, PA, Northern, Southern.
It's definitely that way. I mean, I think right now, to be honest with you, New York and Pennsylvania are tied for the most drivers with us.
Oh, sure. That's awesome.
But the crazy thing is that, yeah, you're right. There's not a large group of drivers from any little area. And you know what? As a promoter and as an official, there's ways of taking care of it, even if there is groups. You know, it's just a promoter has to stand on his own feet, and he has to be stern about, you know, how the operations of the Derby itself work. And as long as you stick to your guns with that stuff and show that the drivers come first, there's usually never any problems.
What about your show? I mean, the Kings of Old School show. What's your diversity look like at this point? Are you drawing multiple states?
I'm with Bo. The amount of states I've sent rules to, I don't even want to say. We sent them all over the place.
Chris,
I would be willing to tell you, I'm going to say there's going to be 13 to 15 different states at our show.
I'm going
to
say all of that.
I mean, it's totally mind-blowing, totally exciting.
But I think Bo really touched on something. I think it's this many guys are looking for a better show. Like, this many guys are saying, like, you know what, maybe instead of going to 3 county fairs, maybe I just kind of put my money together, build a little bit better car, and let me go to a show where everybody's at.
So, I mean, it sounds a little bit more like the prevailing theme that we're coming across here is that people are burned out on their home area and they want to branch out and see what's going on.
When I ran a couple shows last year, it was a little bit harder of a build, and I don't have the high-dollar equipment, the training protectors and et cetera. And when
– Hartford what?
Yeah, Hartford, bad training, and the throttle, right, Mark? Never. Didn't have the throttle. Yeah. I had a hard time getting around for a while.
Right.
But anyways, on a different note.
That same thing happened to the throttle when you won it with the Malibu and with the wagon, too.
He never presses the
just
throttle.
Just to correct him on the transmission, too, that was just pressure with right. all his protectors, you know.
Right. This is his own fault.
Well, there's nothing wrong with the builder.
Right.
Yeah, it wasn't the builder.
Was there a problem with a loose nut behind the wheel? No, not that.
But I'm very excited with the people that are coming from so many different areas. That way nobody's thinking that we're going to get ganged on or whatever. And it's
– You've got registrations in then from multiple places?
Well, we got 5 different – we only entered – December 1st was 80s class only. That class filled in 6 hours and 22 minutes.
Yep.
From 5 different states.
We got 5 states right in the 80s class.
I mean,
that's
the only thing.
Badass is that,
that's pretty amazing.
It's bad. Yes, it's very cool. I mean, all the builds, every car in that is going to be totally different. I mean, there's just everyone's looking at it totally different.
But that actually, that ain't even a class we wanted. When we thought of this in November, it was like, there's really not good places to run, and the build's too hard. I mean, you got to.
There are no easy builds.
No, and the biggest thing with me as a driver, and as Bo said, the problem is you can't do what you want. I don't like bumpers falling off.
No.
I don't like tires going flat.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like any potential to get hurt.
cage is extremely important.
Mentioned something that
Mark. Go ahead, Mark.
That you can really take note on, and his exact comment was that there's just going to be, you got five different states, so you're going to have 10 different builds. And one thing that Bo may have mentioned earlier, but if he didn't, one thing that we pride and a lot of people give great feedback on is it's not that we promote creativity, but we don't discourage creativity neither. So you're going to have different builds, and you're going to have different interpretations of the rules. And as an inspection crew, it's like attitude is contagious. So I've been through inspections that I left there feeling like I did something wrong, and they were actually mad, and it was pretty disrespectful. And I never wanted to ever make, and we never want to make anybody feel like that. So that could go a long way and touch base on what we talked about earlier about why so many people in work travels that they just continue to come back and get new drivers. That respect.
Mark is right on the money.
Long way.
Mark, you're right on the money, Mark, because, and I'm going to blow the guys in the Northeast out of the water here. When you go to a derby and you did something that you thought through and you get there and the inspector says, no way, load it or take it home, not cut it, but they don't even, imagine going to a derby where you got to plead your case and say, well, I think this, and then the guy has a conversation with you back and says, well, no, that's not how we read the rules, I'd rather you cut it and let's work together. When I was at Bo's show, that was the one thing I was amazed by was they were talking like an adult, like a man-to-man talk with each other, like they should go, instead of up here where they're like, nah, load it. If you don't like it, go home. We don't need you, blah, blah, blah. It's a different mentality, and Mark is 100% right. It is contagious. It was, like, really exciting to see when I saw it down there.
Well, and that's the thing. Like, on Facebook today, there was a thread, and I've been reading it for a while, and I finally, spoke on it. What I've seen from a little bit of traveling I've done this year, and then obviously all the local shows, is, like I said, with the promoters. A promoter's got to do three things. They got to be a politician, a salesman, and a friend. Because, you got to politic. Hey, look, this is, come in. This is the show. This is what we're going to do. You got to sell people on the rules. You got to sell the fans on coming. And then at the end of the day, you have to be friendly with the drivers.
Respect.
Yeah, exactly. Because everybody would rather run for somebody that's a friend. And then inspectors.
And they respect.
Yeah, exactly. But, and the inspectors, we just got back from Blizzard Bash in November, and there was, nobody out there interprets the rules the same way. Nobody. There is not
crazy.
A single.
No.
And the thing is, though, is with the exception of a very few, if something was pointed out, I mean, I heard inspectors laugh, and they'd see stuff and be like, man, that's awesome.
Yes.
But, this is how we'd like to see it done, and can you do this? And, and around here, it's like that, a lot of places – if you try to do something in the gray area, I've seen inspectors take it as like a personal insult.
Absolutely right.
And you can't do that. You can't yell and scream and threaten to throw a guy out and we don't need you.
But you know what it is, Brian? It's their lack of knowledge.
Yeah.
It's because a guy looks at it and says, like, I don't know what that's doing, but that's cheating.
Yep.
Instead of learning the goddamn sport, and learning the progression of the sport, they're not doing that. They're just saying, not load it because I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. Sorry,
so,
am I yelling?
Yes.
Or in the hole. Our ace in the hole is Toby. Toby's one of my best friends, and there'll be a guy come through, and he had that great idea, and he couldn't wait. He wasn't sure was he going to like it, but he got creative, and he had that great idea. And Toby, who is very smart on car building, he might see something that could improve it, and not only not tell the guy to load it on the trailer, but see a way to make it more fit for the rules and tell him where to add three more bolts that are to the rules.
Right.
That's going to make the car probably better or as good as before he had to cut something. And then the guy leaves inspection, and he's on cloud nine because he's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to go back and put these bolts in, and he's out there hammering.
Mark. Exactly right.
So is this a little bit of a microcosm of what people can expect in terms of, I mean, we know that that's the standard that's already been set with Bo Lockwood's shows. Is this what people can expect at Kings of Old School?
This is exactly what we want.
Well, I'll touch on this real quick, Chris. When we decided what was going to happen, again, the cage, the bumpers, the tires. And we come up with a name.
Is there there's a drive shaft rule on this one, too, right?
You can run a slider. Yeah, you can run a slider. And that's the argument with people, friends, derby drivers. Well, that ain't a true old school. Mm-hmm. Well, what is a true old school? Is it when you were derbying in the
2000s? Broom Tioga 1989.
Well, if that's the case, now they're gonna cry because there's Imperials. In 1989, there was Imperials.
You're right. Absolutely right.
So no matter how you look at it, well, we ran 10 bumpers back then. The truth of the matter is sliders, back in the day, they were making them out of four-wheel drive dry shafts.
Is anybody going to be allowed to run a 1949 Mercury? Because sure. that was old school.
Gil Martin made the comment on Facebook that I got a chuckle out of. What was it he said about Bash for Cash or something? Or Blizzard. There was something he said, and he said, where was it out there? I can't remember what he...
I don't remember.
I'll think of it in a minute.
Are you saying it was laughable but forgettable?
No, it was very intelligent because it was something along the lines of... wasn't a Bash for Cash. What did that show called before that? Turn back the clock.
Yeah.
And he wanted to know where the clock was. I mean, just because it was turn back the clock, there is no clock. You know?
I do remember that. It was a good line. Comical. Yeah, I do remember that.
What I set the stage as personally, and me and Josh pretty much talk every day.
Talk or argue?
Both.
He don't like my advice sometimes, but then he gets over and accepts it.
Agreed. That's probably how it
goes. The utmost and most important thing to me personally is my word. My word is all that I have. I want the drivers to trust what is said via me and anybody has to do with me. Mark Benjamin has been a friend of mine for many years. I personally think he's the most stand-up for inspector.
Agree.
There's people that don't like him. There's people that do like him. But at the end of the day, there is nobody that's going to say he's not fair.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely right.
Dan Bolton just wants Mark to stay awake for the rest of the show.
Or let's just say, Brian, he bought them that way with concrete in them, right?
Mark invented concrete.
But let's just say, you know, me personally, I want one inspector. His decision is the ultimate decision. Whatever he decides, I back him no matter what it is. I might not agree with it. I might not understand it, but I'm backing him. And the reason is that's the job that I give him. And when can I micromanage it? You're on, you're off, you're out of an office. Totally.
No, it's up to Mark.
It's totally up to Mark for inspection. And getting back to our original, we got some of the greatest, in my opinion, not that anybody's better than anybody else, but we got some of the greatest inspectors coming. We now have Mark, which is a head inspector, and he's the one answering.
Chris, do you mind
if
we just get in and we just go?
Do you want to do it now or do you want to do it after the break?
We can do whatever you want.
We're going to do it, but we're right at the bottom of the hour if you want to do it after the break.
Do it after the break. Go on.
Come back in about 3 minutes, and you'll find out who the inspectors are going to be for the 2015 Kings of Old School. We'll be back right after this.
Bo Lockwood Motorsports is primed for a huge 2015 season. Having expanded to include four massive shows, Bo Lockwood and his team look to change the face of demolition derby in western Pennsylvania. Their schedule opens May 9th at the Jefferson County Fairgrounds in Brookville, Pennsylvania. It will include one of the richest stock shows around, paying $5,000 to win and $400 to start. The card includes full payback lawnmowers and separate $500 to win truck and compact one-and-done events. Attention then turns to the all-new Keystone Nationals, now being hosted as a standalone event June 27th at the Westmoreland County Fairgrounds in Greensburg, Pennsylvania. The limited well division winner will pocket $10,000, and every feature starter is guaranteed $400. A 1,000-win stock event will be joined by a 1,000-win compact feature and full payback lawnmowers and the debut of the Power Wheels. The focus then goes back to Brookville, July 18th, for the 3,000-win Jefferson County Championships in Brookville, Pennsylvania, and the season concludes July 25th, with a return to the Clarion County Fairgrounds in Clarion, Pennsylvania. All green flags drop at 6 p.m. and Bo Lockwood has more announcements to come. So stay tuned to Bo Lockwood and Bo Lockwood Motorsports on Facebook. And you thought last year was huge. The Bash for Cash returns to the Demolition Derby Limelight Memorial Day weekend 2015.
every bit of action is returning, and there's some more added in. DerbyBurke.com is back with the 80s newer class paying $11,000 to win. DerbyTees.com is back paying the turn back the clock winner $10,000. And now the Compacts are cashing in, vying for at least $3,000 in their championship event. Action is planned for May 23rd and 24th, again at the Fayette County Fairgrounds in Washington Courthouse, Ohio. Early inspections are planned for Friday, May 22nd. For a full rundown of the schedule and divisions, visit www.smashitderby.com. Get ready for Napa Winter Slam. Napa Auto Parts will bring you the coolest outdoor derby of 2015, scheduled for February 7th at the Blue Earth County Fairgrounds in Garden City, Minnesota. Promoters Randy Maslowski and Jeremy Ertman have tons in store for the earliest outdoor derby of the year. The headline class will pay $1,500, with the Compacts, 80 stock, and the event's new truck division each paying $1,000 to win. There will also be most aggressive and longest tow awards, and at this point, all classes are full with only a few vending spots remaining. In the event of weather complications, officials have booked February 14th as a rescheduled date, but only if needed. So come out, dress warm, and break up your winter with a four-division derby featuring some of the top derby talent in the upper Midwest. Green Flags are at 2, and Buster's Sports Bar and Grill has been locked in for the after party again this year. For more information, visit Napa Winter Slam's Facebook page or contact Randy Maslowski or Jeremy Ertman via their social media pages. That's right. The 2015 season is only about 6 weeks away, if you think about that. Only about 6 weeks away.
I was talking to Mr. WFO last night, Kenny Rosno.
Oh, yeah?
He's actually, he said he's a month ahead of the, what he was for the build for last year, but he's still got a ton of stuff to do. So.
Yeah.
I said, does the throttle work? Yeah, wide open. We were good there.
What's he running, Vic?
I can't tell you. It's a secret.
Yeah, he wouldn't tell me either. Pictures look good, though.
He told me, but he said not to tell you guys because you have big mouths.
That's right. We do have big mouths.
What a jerk.
But just we've been getting a lot of questions. It's nice that having this full-time gig over at the school has certainly changed some of the postseason plans anyway. Right now the goal is with these 2 weeks is get all the 2014 stuff wrapped up, get it out, shipped, done it over with. In terms of the people asking about the apparel, this is kind of what you got to look forward to. There's
one of the new Crash Course shirts right there.
You also see one over Brett's shoulder.
There's one on Brett's shoulder, too. I'm going to cut to that so I can talk here. There's a good look at that. All of the apparel stuff, if it hasn't shipped yet, it will be shipped within the next 3-4 days. So by the 29th, the full line of everything will be produced with the stock and will be out in distribution. So some of the stuff that was, I mean, so we basically went in a span of 16 working days. We went from idea to everything full. So that's pretty exciting.
That's why you're the man right there.
And once we get past the Christmas rush, coming out probably mid-January, we've got at least two, maybe three more designs that are ready to roll out. And Josh has already seen some of them. Brian's seen some of them. They
awesome.
gave their stamp
awesome.
Of approvals on them. So
hell yeah.
Brandon Tyson, he said that they're approved. So now nice. I know for sure that we can go forward with it. But
and that's the thing. I mean, they're really cool shirts. I mean, obviously, it's, you know, it's got our logo on it. But, I mean, they're just a cool, dirty
great quality.
Shirt.
Yeah, they look good.
Excellent. Whatever, Benjamin.
Brian needed a 3X, and I brought him a 3X. And after he saw Josh put his on, he said, I'm not even going to bother trying to squeeze in this in front of you guys. So well, Brian didn't want to put the team colors
on. Is
Josh's
thing is 4X?
Josh is still
yes,
trying to
we
live
have 4Xs.
Josh is still trying to live in high school, and he doesn't fit in the large anymore. Unfortunately, he's, you know,
God,
he's gotten a little bit bigger.
Who's laughing?
Everybody. All 600 people that are watching us right now.
Josh, yeah. just so you know about keeping your mouth shut, you guys can't know.
Yeah.
Do you know how I got caught cheating?
No.
Because I told Brian.
Stop. You got caught cheating because your car was on its side. There wasn't any holes in your frame. That's how you got caught cheating. Because
I told Brian.
Not even true.
You told Brian that you fell in the concrete? Yeah.
No, not even true.
I thought one of the times you got caught cheating was because the wood block fell on the quarter panel. The door broke open on the inside, right? And it fell out?
I'm not. The only one I know for sure
that's
is,
a rumor,
is when we we tipped Mark's wagon up on its side and we
by
started
hand?
Looking. And we said, wait a minute, there's no holes in this frame. So we started scratching. And all of a sudden, this black paint came off, and there was this white concrete underneath it.
That's awesome, Mark.
And Mark's explanation was...
You bought it that way.
It was, I bought... That car was run at Troy, PA. They run in a lot of mud. It got packed full. And I said, okay, that's good, but I've never seen concrete turn black after it dries.
You do know we end up taking the money home anyways that night, right?
Yeah, but he had six cars there. It didn't matter. But hey, but all he knows, we'd finally caught the Benjamins cheating, so we were all okay then. It was good.
Yeah, everybody, because I told Brian.
Yeah, no, exactly. Whatever.
There was 1,700 people that were finally vindicated. We've caught them cheating. One time.
Mark used to dip his whole
cars
in
concrete. That's the only time, though, I ever cheated.
That is a lie.
I wanted to bring it up later, but that is actually why Mark was picked as an inspector.
Because he was such a good cheater.
Oh, my God. That's why.
Absolutely.
He's not good. He just
Can
did it.
Can you picture him and White Decker? I mean.
Exactly.
And Aaron Bunce?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Cheater alley right
well,
there.
There's three inspectors. You might as well tell the other three now.
Yeah, Josh has a litany of news to get through.
Ladies and gentlemen, Josh Decker.
No, don't do that. I don't like that pressure.
You know what? Unfortunately, real quick.
Actually, it was Josh Decker's turn.
He's going to have to wait because I'm the boss. He's just riding shirt tail.
Yeah, no. I agree with that.
Anyway,
he's used to that. Okay, go on.
Agree with that.
Unfortunately, I guess we weren't going to talk about this, but we're not going to accept any more 80s cars. We said that it was going to be a 20-car limit. We filled that up in 6 hours.
Do you have some sort of alternate program in place, though, in the event that the 20-car field doesn't materialize day of?
It's happening.
It's happening. And yeah. Worst-case scenario, I mean, Chris, you've been at Broome. The track's tight.
Yeah.
Don't want to show. I got a text the other day. A couple good Derby drivers wanted to build cars just in case somebody didn't show. I think it's a tremendous idea, and I'm not saying no, but I'd really rather just build an old school. I mean, pretty much.
Talking with the 20 guys, they're coming.
They're coming.
They're building.
And we flipped it around for several days. We were going to try to find a way to accept an any-year class, same rules, pay a little bit less. But at the end of the day, the most important thing is drivers trust us. Our word is our word. Whether we make a mistake or we gained a mistake, we're going to learn and we're going to move forward. What we say is what goes. And unfortunately, we said 20 cars, and our word is extremely important.
I think that's a good idea. I really do.
The 20 cars that did get in, those guys stayed up late at night.
Yes, they did.
To midnight. And then, you know, how's it fair for them guys that, you know, stayed up late?
Absolutely.
And then, well, now we're going to have another class of 20. Well, them guys stayed up first day of Pennsylvania deer season.
Yes, they
they're up till midnight.
Yes, they did.
What are you saying? There's people from PA coming?
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, if there's guys from PA, you know, Pennsylvania deer season.
Well, unfortunately, it makes me feel extremely bad. There's people that actually messed up and sent the wrong email address.
Yes, just one had one misspelled word.
Oh,
that
I felt
would
so
have
bad.
Been in there.
It would have made it. I mean, there was some different stuff that happened there. Oh, sorry. You're right. You're right about that. But the rules are the rules. We tried to make it as fair as we could. The 20 guys that are in, or 20 guys that are in, and the rest of you guys got to wait till next year.
And Bo, you guys don't have a car limited anyway, do you? You're wide open. If you get 60 cars, 70 cars, 100 cars, whatever it is, you'll just break them up into heats.
The way our show works is, with the spring especially, it's a 100-car limit. As soon as I hit that 100-car limit, same with you guys up there, it's over. Unfortunately, when you hit that limit, I mean, that's what the guys, for me, if I knew there was going to be, if I was entering a derby, there was only 20 cars going, or 20 spots available, I would work to get to that, you know, one of those 20 spots, and I would build with the intention that there is only 20 cars and not 100 cars that I have to go after.
Sure.
So we're the same way. I mean, we have 100-car limits, and then for the Keystone Nationals, some of our support classes, they have 30-car limits.
That's
just where that we're stuck with them, you know? That's all we accept.
That whole class was kind of an accident on our behalf. I mean, we were pro-old school. And I realize that's just the name of the class, but we were pro
old iron,
weld your bumpers on, you know.
But there's no way to name that class
and make everybody
and make everybody happy.
It's,
you
it's
can
not
call
possible.
It light build. You can call
whatever
it whatever
you
want to
do.
Everybody's going to be upset.
So the 80s class stumbled upon. Actually, I'll tell you who it was Kenny Schwingo. He says, "Man," he says, "you know, you ought to think about this." And I'm like, man, I don't want several heats, because the more heats you get, the less cars you're getting for your main class, and that's what my personal goal was. So we kicked it around a few days, and we says, well, let's do it. You know, one run. There's drivers that are coming, and they're excited because it's one run. I mean, they don't have to bring a spare tire.
Yes.
They don't have to. We're going to have equipment to load them on the trailer. We're going to do it all for them. It's going to be – you're not going to have to ask if somebody will help. It is our obligation and our passion to help.
Absolutely.
Free of charge. We will be at your beck and call, and that's what we're looking for.
Yeah, and can I jump Mark's up? That's funny, old man. All right, I just want to go over our inspector's creek because I think it's – I got a couple announcements I want to call out here. First of all was we're going to open up pre-registration for our show for all the other classes, old school, trucks, and compacts, January 1. Now, you guys can PayPal just like we did on the 80s class. If you want to PayPal, cool. For the guys that want to send it in, I will be putting up on our page – a form, you just print it out, fill out a couple questions, send it in to us. It's a $50 pre-entry, and that's going to be good till the banquet. So, and then the prices are going to be going up after that. So I'd like everybody to try to get in their $50. We have a great idea for everybody's name that gets pre-registered. So there's a little incentive to pre-register, but you're going to have to wait for the day of the Derby. So that's one announcement I want to get out there. But I think the biggest one is going to be our inspectors. Besides Mark, which we've all talked about, we really, really, really worked hard on getting guys from all different areas that just will not miss anything. And I think we nailed it with this group. So the closest, I want to come with the closest, then we'll go to the farthest away. The first one is Aaron Bunce. Anybody that's been in this area knows Aaron Bunce. The guy's been around forever. I don't know how old he is. He's older than Mark. And he's driven as many cars as you. You know what I'm saying? Sorry. It's all right. Yeah, he is. He is older than you.
No, he's not.
No, he's not.
Oh, jeez. Sorry. No, Aaron Bunce is very good. He's always been a great builder, and he's like Mark. He's a guy that's always been pushing the limit for years. And
no, he's a cheater. You can say it.
He's been in the business for 25 years, he said, and he's very
been caught.
He has been caught. So have you. And,
I got told.
And his specialty is old iron, which I thought was good with Aaron. Mike Fiduchuk. You say Fiduchuk or Fiduchuk?
Fiduchuk.
Ask Crescinos.
Mike's been in it for 5 years.
Mike has been in it for 5 years. We're not going to mention his last name. It's Fiduchuk.
Fiduchuk. Nah, I've been in it a while. Knows his mid-70s Fords. Knows his Fords really well. And Mike's one of these guys that kind of started in the industry when all this new stuff, protectors and all those goodies were out there. He jumped right in it. He was willing to spend the money right off his first year, and I think he's going to be a real good asset to us.
Yep, very good sport. Very good builder.
Great guy. And he knows
down
his stuff.
Down to earth, not hot-headed.
Yep.
That's Hammerhead, right?
Yes. Aaron Kasaya, another one from around the New York area. Very good, big on old iron Mopars. Knows his Mopars. It's going to be a really big Mopar show. I know there's guys going to be pushing the limits. I'm telling you, this guy's going to be able to catch it. I'm really confident in him. A big one from down Bowes way is David Day. I'm really excited about David.
That's very cool.
Yeah, David's awesome. Very we got cool. to talk with him at Blizzard Bash, of course, when we were at Brookfield. Really knows his stuff, really good with Fords, knows T-Birds, Suicides, that kind of stuff. More of an old iron guy, but when you talk to him, he's just a really good shit. I mean, he's a good conversation guy. He is, isn't he? Dave's a good
he's
guy.
He's a very good guy.
Yeah, I like Dave.
Decker's making up for Ben tonight.
Ben's, I'm glad he's... Ben's bell just rang.
Okay, now my last two I'm real excited about.
And where they're from.
Oh, David Day's out in Pennsylvania area.
Kasaya's out of Bath, New York.
Bath, New York. Jaron Hirschman. From Team JYD, yes, is our inspector.
Very cool.
Very, very cool. Because I know on this 80s class, we just talked about five different states. There's going to be all kind of builds. Jaron run at Blizzard Bash. We watched him at Wadena. He's been all over. The guy knows his Vicks. And I'm telling you right now, you're not going to be able to get stuff by him. He's really going to know his stuff really good.
For sure.
And he's ahead of the loop. He's ahead of the curve. So for our area that's kind of behind the curve, he's really going to know what he's looking at, every little thing.
Yeah.
Super excited about having him. He's from Iowa. And the last one is Mike Decker, the slam man. Dude, old school. Mike Decker's the man. He's been cheating forever. He's one of the best builders. He is. He's great. He really is great. And he's inspected some of the biggest
Isn't
shows in the country.
Granddad?
He's old enough to be my granddad. He is one of the best inspectors, I think, in the country. I mean, I really like Mike. He knows his stuff. He's very meticulous.
Yep.
He looks at everything, and he's always thinking of how this goes to that and to that, and I'm super excited about
him. I'll tell you how confident I am, Josh.
Go ahead. Are you going to say what we talked
about?
Yes. Mark, you don't know about this.
We're going to...
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
what he's going to say. The last three cars, 1, 2, and 3, are getting rolled. They're getting inspected. They're getting back on the trailer. Period. Non-negotiating. From 3 to 10, drivers only can inspect them cars for X amount of time that Mark chooses. 5 minutes, 8 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever it is. It ain't going to be an all-night process. It is not going to be an opinion. I am going to do this for confidence level. Now, it has to be a safe situation. We can't have the car on the side and people losing their oil, whatever. We will figure it out. Not really sure how it's going to be figured out. I'm going to offer 5 $100 bills out of my personal pocket for anybody that can find something illegal that passed through my inspector's eyes.
Absolutely. How about that, Mark?
That's how confident I am.
Absolutely, man.
And that is for all the classes.
Absolutely. I love it. And, Mark, I'm sorry we didn't tell you about it, but how exciting is it that I have that much confidence in you?
No, that's good with me. That's good with me. It's not going to be a long period of time, though, because I don't want guys taking notes.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't be looking at other people's cars. No doubt. You're right.
Yep. You know, you're not taking notes. You look and you're done.
It's going to work. There's going to be people that's upset, okay?
But sure. Let's please everyone.
Let's face it, at the end of the day, the internet's out there. Facebook's out there. People want to learn it. It's on the internet, okay? These are drivers, and there's been drivers that says, I know he cheated. I know he did this. Okay, well, if you know it, you show it to me. And the owners of them cars are not going to be there. So then if somebody does find something, it's not, he's a tattletale, he's a rat, he's... I'm offering you a $500 reward if you can find something. Because it's that confident, you are not going to get nothing past my inspector.
And I love this. We've talked about this before we came up here tonight.
Unfortunately, there's going to be some people that are going to say, I don't want other drivers to learn from my work. Who's kidding who? You know it anyways. And most drivers, as I went out to Ohio when I ran out in Carrollton, and I went out to run Ohio Arena, and I ran Turn Back the Clock. Drivers, especially PA and West, seem to be the most stand-up people there is.
Yes.
They let you take pictures. They let you to look.
Yes.
I mean, I'm not saying they let you look under the cars, but they're the most respectful, stand-up drivers I've ever met. So I have a hard time believing that they're not going to...
We experienced that when we were at the Keystone Nationals last couple of years. I mean, think about how many cars we were able to just walk up to in inspection line or in the pits, either one, and just ask questions, whatever you wanted to know. And you got answers straight up, like right out of the box.
That's what we're trying to change for this area. We're trying to change it so when we go to our show and we're all talking, we're trying to progress the sport. Like in our area, goddamn, you ask the guy what he did over there, and it's like, I'm not telling you. Get over here. Get away from me. Well, Mark used to scream at you if you went and looked at his car. I mean, that's what we're trying to change. Well, sorry.
Yeah, yeah. People sitting on his car, you know, with baseball bats, not literally, but you can't get 20 feet away. You know what I mean? And we want to... the utmost respectful, enjoyable. We want the camaraderie.
That's it.
Of the inspectors, of the drivers. You walk by, you're welcome to look. No touching, no reaching your hand.
Again,
and
respecting.
Whatever.
Everybody's respecting each other.
And that's what I'm looking for. I know it's a little bit of a risk, but that's an easy way to make money if them drivers, anybody. One, I'm going to gain confidence from the other drivers that got their asses kicked. I'm going to gain trust. Mm-hmm. Speaking of which, I hope Ben's good. Wishing him the best of luck.
Ben's doing well, and I talked with Carly, too. Carly's doing...
She looks a lot better.
She went to the doctor, so I had some good news. So.
Yep.
Okay, I got one more announcement. Let me throw it out there.
And then can Bo talk again?
Yeah, because I'm running out of time. Here's the last one.
You're running out of time?
Yeah. I'm really excited about this. We have a bunch of sponsors. I'm not going to announce them all yet, but we got one that I'm super excited about. I just wanted to tell everybody about it. I really think it's going to fire guys up. Aaron Kasaya and Goodrich Auto and Goodies Graphics are sponsoring $1,000 to our Mad Dog winner in our Old Iron class. So one of you guys that are running Old Iron or Old School class is going to take home $1,000 cash for Mad Dog. That's, I think, the best in our area for Mad Dog. It's been around forever. So something super exciting
about
that.
I'm putting the pressure on right now. I predict Richie Predmore wins it.
Okay. I know some guys are saying they're coming. There's a lot of great drivers.
I
know. Have a chance to hit
I think
that.
Richie Predmore will take that home.
Now, Goodrich Auto, that's out of Bath, New York, right there off Route 17.
Yep.
Right there. The first Bath exit.
They can do anything there. There's nothing.
Top notch.
Yeah, they
great
were.
Great guys, great people.
Yes, very good.
100%.
They do powder coat, too, right?
Yes, powder coating.
Very few people
I think
do.
They still do. They can still chrome
campers,
stuff for you.
Everything.
They have. They can wrap you whatever you have.
You got a lot of guys coming out of retirement. I hear a few Godfreys.
Oh, I know so many
retirees. I hear Hippie.
I
hear a bunch of people are coming out just to run it and run it right flat on the floorboard. So
and we're going to pay. We want to take care of the guys that are putting a show
on. And Goodrich's, I told Aaron, Goodrich's, whoever he chooses, because he ain't going to have no stake in it.
But he's a stand on the gas kind of guy himself.
Yes.
So,
absolutely.
I mean, that's a good sponsor from him.
But they're going to pick. And with your other Mad Dog and sponsor.
The DDC is giving trophies away.
He's caught me riding around a few times in rough.
No, not you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, Bo, what else have you guys got cooking down there for any of your schedule? I know you've been pretty busy in terms of lining up some stuff with trying to finish everything for the week after the Jefferson County Fair Championships. You've got the Keystone Nationals coming up, and things going to kick it off as that show May 9th.
Yeah, well, first, I'll tell you, I'm pretty excited to hear Dave Day is inspecting up there in New York. I've had the pleasure to have him work for me as an official at a couple of shows of mine. And this guy, he's top-notch. I mean, he is, he's really thorough, he's good with the people, and he's another guy that truly cares, you know? So I'm really happy to hear that he's going up there, and he'll be a huge asset. So if there is any drivers that are on the fence about, you know, maybe how they might be treated in inspection, I can guarantee you Dave Day will take care of you.
Absolutely right.
So that's one thing I can say because I know from experience that
Thanks, Bob.
Good dude. He's really gonna help you guys out for sure.
Thank you.
One thing
and
about
the rest of your lineup too. I mean, it sounds awesome. I'm excited about it.
What about for your show? I mean, your show's first on the schedule. You're kind of going to kick off the Northeast season with the date May 9th. I mean, what else have you guys got in line?
We're working right now. I got two different venues I'm looking at. This is going to happen. We are putting together a big team truck derby.
Nice.
I know there's in this area the trucks have been. I don't want to say they're growing because it's already a really large venue. Truck guys are everywhere in Pennsylvania, including like the Clarion County, Jefferson County area. And we're going to put together a big team truck event. It's I can't really say where exactly it's going to be. I have a pretty good idea. Just waiting on a couple more meetings. But we're looking at pouring the money to it, just like any of our shows. And then we're also looking at a fall cleanup show. We had one. Well, we used to have a few.
You had one in 2011. I remember that. You had that one in 2011 in at the Jefferson County Fairgrounds in Brookville.
Yeah, we used to have it at Jefferson County Fairgrounds, the Brookville venue. I don't believe it'll be there. I'm trying to spread ourselves out a little bit. That way, drivers get to see a few different arenas throughout the season.
It's a good idea.
But I don't have that venue locked down yet. But that is next on the ticket. Now we got the spring show. We got the Keystone Nationals. The show that I can't wait to watch is the regular Brookville Jefferson County Fair.
It's going
to
be a fun time.
The Keystone Nationals,
right?
Which of course now the Nationals have moved to Greensburg. But the Jefferson County Fair, it's still $3,000 to win limited wealth.
Nice.
Plus $100, just for the dead last in the future.
Right.
So I'm planning on a lot of leftovers from the Keystone Nationals rolling into that derby. I really think that's going to be a good one as well.
We're going to be there. I mean, that's going to be a fun one to go down and see. It's just the tradition and what was there, and the fact that the show moved. There's still going to be that same atmosphere, and you're going to crown a Jefferson County Fair champion either way. Under the the Bo Lockwood Motorsports banner is going to be flying over that show, and the payout is very, very good for a county fair show.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the biggest thing, we've covered a few really good derbies, tonight on this podcast. The biggest thing for drivers that are listening in, I just think it's finally the driver's time to have multiple venues that they can truly show up and they can compete. I think the biggest fear in a lot of drivers is they cannot compete because there's, maybe a couple big name drivers or whatever their reason. Yeah, they're scared of the rules or whatever. I think the biggest thing that they need to understand is it's time to make that trip.
Yes.
Put in your entry, whatever derby you want to run.
Right.
But it's now that time. You got some good officials on both ends. I really think it's time for, if anybody's on the fence about it, the only way to get better is to run with the best. And this is the perfect venue to do it at.
And you look at the support that your stock division got the last couple of years at the Keystone Nationals, and then you look at this, this national trend eventually is going to have to hit a breaking point. Josh and I have talked about this a million times, about how the cars are continuing to get harder and harder. It's costing more and more to build them. It's taking more and more time to build them. Eventually, this threshold was going to break, and this stock movement was going to gain momentum, and here we are on the other side of the schism that we've talked about a million times on the show, back trending towards the stock build, the less intense build.
I don't know how true it is.
These builds are extremely less intense, but that doesn't take anything from the drivers themselves. I mean, these drivers still have to work hard for it. They still have to spend the time in the garage. But now you just have to pay more attention to detail.
It challenges them in a different way.
Yes, 100%.
What were you going to say?
I don't remember.
Easy come, easy go.
No, I mean, what Bo's saying is a really good point, because I've seen it where a lot of guys are saying they want to go to the bigger shows. Like, I always used to. I used to say, like, man, I want to go to some of these bigger shows, but I suck. I can't go there. But what Bo's saying is, like, let's if everyone does their little part and says, like, all right, yeah, this year, let me just try it once. And we go here and we go here. We're going to start growing the sport. And as we talked about many times before, some of those shitty $250 derbies go by the wayside because no one goes to them anymore. Now we're going to the better shows that are taking care of us. And that, again, is the progression of the sport. Hopefully, is more guys run the better shows and less guys run the shitty shows, right?
And you and I have talked about it before because, I mean, for instance, you've had rides around Blizzard Bash, and you said, you don't think you're good enough to go to Blizzard Bash.
No.
And like I said is, why not try these bigger shows? Because everyone in here has been beat a lot more than we've won.
Sure.
Sure. So we've lost our hometown fairs.
Sure.
So what? You lose your hometown fair, who cares? If you go out and get run over by the best in the business, then, hey, I was there. I tried it. They knew I was there.
Yep.
I mean, step up. I mean,
there's some top-notch drivers.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, there's some top-notch drivers that aren't recognized all over the whole country.
Absolutely.
And that's the thing. I mean, that's,
there's some stand-up 100%.
I think one of the guys that is, like, severely overlooked is I might be out of turn saying this because I know he has a really good following, Mike Klinger.
He's awesome.
I think Mike Klinger is way overlooked, and mm-hmm. he's done some remarkable things. And Tiffany Hahn has done a really good job too. She won the stock show and won Mad Dog a couple years ago at the Keystone National.
Who was that? Who was that driver that? And I feel like a little bit of a fool. The driver that won your derby down in Virginia,
Kokenauer?
Jason
Koch. Sean Gokenauer, are you talking about?
No,
Jason.
Sean.
Jason Koch.
Yes.
He won with that tilted Ford when he went nose to nose with Wetmore.
I thought he did phenomenal.
Yeah.
I'm here to tell you, I've been trying to talk Jake Doyle into coming down to run your show because, in this area, in central New York, I think Jake is an excellent driver and an excellent builder. I mean,
I hear I got a bounty on me this year.
the one year Jake won a.
That's Waterloo, Josh, in case you're wondering.
Sorry, Josh.
He's listening.
Jake Doyle, he won the raffle car at Cuba a few years ago and won with it. He won a raffle car.
The week before at Canandaigua.
The week before and won with it.
I've told him years. He's a
And
very good
I would love to see him at your show because I think he'd be right there at the end. I'm going to come to your show because. you know, I've lost at smaller shows, so if I lose there, it ain't no big deal. I think it's going to be a blast.
Another Pennsylvania guy that comes to mind.
You ain't going up over the blocks and coming back in, no.
No, that's...
get out of, you know, Brian.
You see me coming, just get out of the way.
If it wasn't for Doyle, we wouldn't have won the team derby. Remember that.
Yeah, that is true.
Another guy that I think is overrated in terms of the Pennsylvania picture is Tim Showers.
Underrated, you mean?
Underrated. Very underrated. He is below a lot of radars, and he's done a lot of stuff, be it he's in the tanker division, which we've seen. Be it that he's in more of a stock build, we've seen him run a couple times down at the Hartford Fair. He's a dude that can really, really build a car, and he can drive really well. And I think that's one of the nice things about both of these shows is you're taking very skilled drivers and you're putting them in cars that aren't going to withstand extensive abuse the way that they did previously, and in some of their other more comfort level builds. And what you're doing now is you're really putting a little bit more of it in the hands of the driver. And by putting big money out there for Mad Dogs, a lot of that sandbagging stuff's taken off the table too.
Well, I think we got the idea from Delaware County. There's a reason Delaware County, they're sold out.
That's Walton.
Walton, New York. There's a reason that they're sold out. And Rick Englehart's hometown. There's a reason that they're sold out 2 months in advance.
Yeah, months early.
I mean, there's people driving ungodly. I only could get in one night this year because it was sold out. And them drivers that are driving like that do not get appreciated.
No.
Josh, you didn't tell them about that?
What?
At Walton?
You guys
didn't talk about that, Brett?
What? Yeah. So they do not get appreciated that much.
I thought you were going to tell them.
How hard they run. I mean, they pay $250 to win a heat.
Oh, I know.
And them,
it's garbage.
And them guys, I mean, that one year, I don't know who went up. I mean, there's a few guys went up. But I think they had 4 ambulances leaving in one night. Yeah. I mean, like, insane. Like, they're hitting each other and breaking their own noses off steering wheels.
But that's not where this sport needs to be, though. Getting a rush out of hurting people is not.
Well, they ain't intentionally hurting
each
other.
Yeah, but they're driving.
Driving hard. Walton, now, Broome County's half the length.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It ain't nothing like that. But what I'm getting at is they're not afraid to stand on the gas. Right. And to get the people to stand on the gas, they're going to be rewarded for it. There will be trophies.
A couple other New York shows that pay really well for heat winners are Malone does a really good job. Franklin County Fair, the fair board is adamant that they're going to do big payouts. And Hemlock pays out insane for their heat winners, and they got all sorts of heat bonuses and stuff. So if you're in competition, you might not even necessarily win, but if you're in competition, registered to be there on Tuesday, you turn around and you win a heat on Saturday, there's bonus money in it for you, which is crazy stuff.
Is there a new promoter at Hemlock now or no?
I haven't heard that's if that's true or not. I have heard.
I think the biggest thing is just making sure that these drivers do get rewarded.
Yes.
You know, I mean, It would be great to be able to pay every single driver that shows up, but at the same time, you know, as long as you can afford to,
it's not the rule of outlaws either.
Down to 10th place, or pay the whole feature, or you know, just pay as much as a promoter can afford.
Right.
You know,
that's 100% phenomenal. Your payout, boys.
Rewarded for showing up.
Yeah. Bo's is, I mean, Brent and I have talked about it. Eventually, our goal is to kind of be like Bo, where everybody in the feature gets the money.
Bo's got 5,000 to win for the stock show and 400 to start.
Yeah, that's amazing.
But we can't do that our first year. That is a progression, and Bo's done it so good every year, better and better and better, and we're following that.
It's not something that you can just do right off the bat. I mean, as the Derby grows, and I'm sure it will. You know, it just grows into its own animal, and then it can support stuff like that.
You can do it the first year, but you're only going to do it once.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, especially because we you know, pretty much I wanted to guarantee something. When I go to a derby and there's no guarantee,
it sucks.
When there's no guarantee at all, do I really want to go for $100 or $200? So we had to put some kind of a guarantee. But on the same hand, we got 2 people in the grandstands and now 20 cars, but we didn't know that. I only want to take so much of a licking.
You know, and my thing is I'm going to get this out now, is that, you know what, Brett and Josh are really going on a limb, and they're doing everything they can to advance and build our sport up here. And you know what? People are going to come away pissed off, and it's going to happen. But
because it's competition.
Exactly.
Man.
And I also guarantee that next year they'll improve on whatever – We'll make mistakes.
I'll make mistakes.
Absolutely.
But
Bo, has anybody ever left your shows upset?
But
That again?
Has anybody ever left your shows upset?
No, never.
Never, right? Never happened?
Yeah, the last 7, 8, 9 years, I've been called every name in the book, I promise. But the biggest thing is when somebody does get upset, it's how you take care of them.
Yes.
I've been to a lot of racetracks where, you know, I've been screwed over, and it's not the promoter's fault, maybe it's not anybody's fault, but the difference is when a promoter says, well, sorry about your luck, or, you know, you're just going to have to go on your way, and then there's another promoter that says, hey, man, I am truly sorry. Unfortunately, I don't even care if I get anything out of it. Just an apology is huge.
Right. And then learn what went wrong and maybe address it the following time.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Right. Bo's been through the ringer a couple times. He's taken those things, learned from them, applied them, and he's where he's at.
Yes.
And you guys have made it very clear that you're more than willing to admit your mistakes, grow from them, and make sure that this is a show that's going to stick around for the long term.
Hopefully don't make any.
Yeah, that's optimistic.
Nah, we're gonna. Well, hey,
it's gonna happen.
So everybody remembers, we're just drivers. Brett and I are just like two drivers that got sick and tired of it.
Do not
one
say.
Driver and you, one driver and Josh.
Ryan. You please. I mean, exactly. Let's not even say anything.
I am glad that you didn't go where I thought you were gonna go with that.
What's that?
I'm not. No, we're not. We're
exactly.
Not, we're, not,
on that.
We're not bringing up the award that Josh won. We're not even gonna go there. So. Ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it for this edition. You remember the award.
I don't want to.
You were standing.
Mark has to say his daughter's name or she's going to beat him.
Oh, yeah. I got to say hello to my daughter, Marcella Benjamin. She'll be home soon. Love you guys.
Your dad's the biggest bagger in the world.
And cheater.
And cheater.
But good talk tonight. There's been tons of comments and conversation that's been coming in all night long. A lot of good stuff. Dan Bolton said that we need to go another hour. We actually can't do that. We got the Lake to Lake girls that are coming up in just a few minutes. We're going to get out of the way for them. We are going to be back next week. Man, it looked like there was probably the computer tells me there was 50 people watching. So
probably 150.
Do the math. It was a busy one. So lots of exposure. A couple awesome shows coming up to kick off the Northeast season in 2015, May 9th, that is the Brookville Stock Show, and then June 6th, that is the Kings of Old School. For everybody that was in the studio, Brett Relier, Josh Decker, Mark Benjamin, Brian Tompkins, Mark Elliott, and Bo Lockwood that were on the hotline, we do have to get going. Thanks a lot. That's going to do it for episode number 63. We'll see you right back here next week.